This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 17th of July. A mammoth second wicket partnership between Alex Leese and Phil Jakes helped Yorkshire dominate day one at Chesterfield. Adam Lyth fell caught behind in Mark Griffith's opening over, but Jakes and Leese added 311. Leese celebrated his New Yorkshire contract by reaching three figures of 163 balls, with Jakes following suit a little later of 174 balls. The Australian finally gave Derbyshire a second wicket when on 139, but Leese remained and is unbeaten on 171. Nottinghamshire closed on 38 for none after being set a daunting 427 to beat champions Warwickshire at Edgbaston. The day began with the visitors hopeful of getting close to the Bears' 463, but they lost Michael Lum early and never recovered and were all out for 217. Jeden Patel ended with 4 for 60, while Keith Barker returned figures of 3 for 44. The Nottinghamshire bowlers did their best to keep their side in the contest and reduced the host to 75 for 5 in their second innings. 50s from Chris Wokes and Ricky Clark, however, helped their side rally to declare their second innings on 180 for 6. Ed Joyce hit a century, but Sussex was still bowled out for 229 on the opening day against Middlesex. Joyce was a virtual lone hand for the home side and made 101 as Gareth Berg took 3 for 49, and there were two wickets apiece for Tim Murtagh, Gurjit Sandhu and Neil Dexter. Division 2 leaders Lancashire enjoyed a good day at Old Trafford. They reached stumps on 423 for 5 in their first innings, replying to Morgan's 474. Internationals Ashwell Prince and Simon Cattish both hit centuries, but on 157 followed the opening stand of 99 between Lewis Rees and Carl Brown. Luke Proctor then ended on 53 not out, while Graham Wagg was the pick for the visitors' attack with 2 for 95. A draw looked inevitable at Canterbury. Kent amassed 513 in reply to Hampshire's 405 for 9 declared, and headed to the final day with a lead of 93 runs. Daniel Bell Drummond fell early to James Tomlinson, but Rob Key and Brendan Nash had 113 for the third wicket. Key finally fell for 180, but Nash remained shepherd of the middle order past Hampshire's total, while being 7th man out for 126. Ned Eckersley to fourth career century, as Leicestershire reached stumps on 328 for 4 on the opening day against Essex. Openers Greg Smith and Niall O'Brien added 91 before falling in quick succession, with Eckersley then taking over. He put on 97 with Shiv Thakur for the fourth wicket, and unbroken 116 with captain Matthew Boyce for the fifth. Timmel Mills and Tom Craddock each took a brace of wickets for Essex. And Gloucestershire dominated day one of their match at Cheltenham. When Worcestershire slipped to 22 for 6 after a licking to bat, attentions might have again turned to the pitch. However, the pairs recovered to post 182, while Gloucestershire responded with 83 for none. Four wickets fell with a score on 18 at the start of the day, six wickets fell for four runs in all. All-rounders Joe Leach and Gareth Andrew, though, helped avert embarrassment, hit half-centuries during a stand of 120. James Fuller was the best of a good bunch of Gloucestershire bowlers, and returned figures of 5 for 43 from 19 overs.